Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Parliament's ad hoc committee is probing KwaZulu-Natal's Police Commissioner, Lieutenant General Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi's explosive claims, and it's moving fast. MPs now want President Ramaphosa and about a dozen others on the witness list. This follows Mkhwanazi's testimony at the Madlanga Commission about the alleged criminal syndicate that has infiltrated the SAPS, as well as political interference. With us is Sarah Gone. She's from the South African Institute of Race Relations to unpack the legal, political, and governance stakes. Sarah, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Can we just start with an understanding of the mandate and the jurisdiction? What is the committee empowered to do? And what is actually happening here?
The committee is a parliamentary committee, so it's empowered to. It's been set up ad hoc committees as the committee that's been set up specifically to investigate a particular incident or set of circumstances. It's not an ongoing committee. In fact, this committee has to report to the National Assembly by the 31st of October.
Right.
So it can't by its nature. It's not intended by its nature to be as far-reaching as the Madlanga Commission, but basically it's there to consider whether there's a need in light of the allegations raised and the evidence they then receive before the commission, before the committee, to consider whether they need to make legislative, policy, or institutional reforms. And the idea is to do so to restore public confidence in the criminal justice system. A big ask, one may say, in these circumstances. Mm. But they do have the submissions are made, invited to be made by the public in this period by way of sworn affidavits. But they do have the power to subpoena people to Parliament, including people like Mkhwanazi himself, who is due to appear. They have a little bit of a sort of to and fro because he's simultaneously appearing in the other commission. But even the state president, Cyril Ramaphosa, can be subpoenaed to the committee. And once they are, they allow legal representation, but only for purposes of consultation.
Right.
They're not representing.
Why would you have the Madlanga Commission as well as a parliamentary commission? Is it not double work?
Arguably, it is double work, but the one is very much more extensive than the other, and it obliges Parliament to take action long before the Madlanga Commission would complete its work and provide more comprehensive report on what has happened and what needs to be done. And it's a case of the Parliamentary Committee for the justice system looking into the matter to see whether action could be taken in the meantime that would make a difference. It has 11 members of the commission from across the political parties suitably represented or roughly represented.
Right.
And the idea is, you know, we don't know how long and whether it could really come up with much in the space allotted, but maybe one might find the efficiency has and the urgency has a certain impetus. But arguably, I'm not entirely sure why there should be two commissions, one set up on a substantially expensive basis, and the other as purely as the work of Parliament.
Mm, So, and in terms of a sitting president testifying, what is there a constitutional or procedural protection to a sitting president? What does it mean when Ramaphosa testifies at this commission?
He basically is in the position of anybody else. I mean, if you think about his attendance at the Zondo Commission, you know, it can be voluntary or can be subpoenaed. And remember the whole hoo-ha that occurred with Zuma, who was subpoenaed to testify and and refused to come to the commission.
Mm, mm.
So he doesn't have any specific rights to to avoid the commission.
Right, and in terms of outcomes, what power does this commission have? What is it able to do following a determination?
Well, it can basically recommend a wide range of changes in any aspect of government. So it can recommend legislation providing for specific protections or enhancements to the criminal justice system, or the putting in place of policy and institutional reforms. But, you know, whether they end up actually getting anywhere and anything actually gets done in real terms arising from any recommendations and from the commission would have to be seen. It does seem to be, you know, almost a desperate measure to yes. try and be seen to do something about a completely out of control situation while the other commission plods on.
It's so strange. So just to clarify, this parliamentary commission does it stand separate to this, or
yes, it does.
So it's not part of it. It's not overseen by Madlanga.
No, it's not, and that's why this sort of little bit of hoo ha over when Mkhwanazi occurred because it happened to clash. He's not refused to appear before the committee. It's just that he's already on the same dates stopped being giving evidence to the commission of inquiry. But while there's been some aggro, and I think members from NK Party calling, you know, for him to be subpoenaed and arrested of the EFF after all, it's a bit of a storm. That's a storm in the teeth.
What would you hope 12 months from now, looking back at this whole inquiry commission, what would you hope will have been achieved?
I suppose it really depends on the extent to which the allegations, which are largely allegations at the moment made by Mkhwanazi, are borne out. In other words, there is actual evidence against people like the suspended police commissioner, police minister, and the provincial police commissioners that have been allegations have been made against. When we want to see that they, you know, if the evidence comes out that they leave office, that the rules are put in place to prevent, this sort of action of, for example, shutting down the political killings task team, that it can simply be done at the whim of a police minister. It's, you know, the whole system is so shot through with holes and criminality and corruption that one would hope that something of meaning would come out for it. But it really, you know, when one looks at the extent of the Zondo Commission, both time, substance and cost. And the fact is that as long as, you know, the ruling party, well, it's called the ruling party, but the majority, the party with the most votes in parliament and the president can hold it up, nothing happens. You know, changes were promised to be made in terms of that commission and absolutely nothing has happened. So in a way, a lot of this stuff is just a consequence of a system continuously deteriorating before our eyes.
Absolutely frightening, but let's see what happens. Sarah Gaughan, thank you as always. It is 7:31. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.